What is the material that you call inside the boil?
A pus.
And in a blister, not a boil, but just someplace, you know, where you rub.
Like you burn it.
Yes, what's that material inside there? Call that.
Well, I burn myself that way pretty bad sometimes, but see. It's more like a liquid. It's kind of clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a...
What did you call it? Instead of pus? It's just...
Didn't call it pus.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't call it pus.
Mm-hmm.
I have that aloe vera plant I put on a lot now, and egg white's good for it, and things like that. Burn egg white and all different things like that that you can use as homemade remedy. Mm-hmm. But I can't... And my mother.
Call it water or humor?
I would just say blister, liquid water in the blister or something like that. That's all I think I ever called it.
Mm-hmm.
My mother made a salve. She never would give the name of everything she put in. But, and a little bit of jar. She's been dead 5 years, but a little bit of jar right in the refrigerator back there. It's going to ruin, but I kept it there because she made it. She took elderberry and scraped the outer bark off and got the green bark. And took that green bark all off of elderberry. Got a great big pile of it. And then she took some pure pork lard and put it on an iron pot and put that green part. She took the brown part of the elderberry off and put that green in there and boiled it till it was brown. Then she took that and threw that out. And I don't know, she put 2-3 other things in there, but she put some egg in there and mashed it up and put it on there. And you know what? It would cure a burn quicker than anything that anybody doctor would give.
Hmm. Well, wonderful home remedies like that. In the old days, instead of calling something arthritis, what did you call it then?
It's a rheumatism.
Rheumatism.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a difference in rheumatism and arthritis.
But you used to call everything
rheumatism.
Yes,
rheumatism.
Disease that children used to get in their throats with blisters and might die.
They'd take out the tonsils and
yes, but what would
take out the adenoids.
What would the disease be?
Bronchitis.
In the throat?
Yeah. Bronchitis was in the throat sometimes.
Did you ever have diphtheria here?
Oh, they did, but none of mine ever did. There's a Negro in place for diphtheria. They took shots for diphtheria. There's a woman that had typhoid fever up here in this Oxford Hospital. About 2 weeks ago, and that's the first time I've heard of typhoid fever in 25 years.
Mm.
I used to take shots, and they say it's not catching, they're caught from water. Aren't you too warm?
Well, this is all right.
But there was a typhoid Mary that carried the shot, and she never had typhoid, but she gave it to plenty of people. Of course, your hands come in contact with the germ on some things, with her, and springs used to have the typhoid germ in it.
Mm-hmm.
They say the water, I don't know if she got it.
When you, a disease that makes you turn yellow, your eyeballs, your skin.
Jaundice.
Jaundice. And what was the way that you used to talk seriously about getting sick and losing your supper and then joking ways?
Some of them said throw up. Some of them said vomit.
Do you have any joking terms?
Let me see if there's something else that said. Throw up, what most of them said. Vomit. I said vomit. And they said, what was that other word they used? You know.
There are a lot of them.